Gary, this does not look like you are coming to us from the dark dungeon in your basement or garage or wherever you normally do the show.
It's my office.
Tell the people where you're at.
L, I'm in Miami, bitch. And as a full disclaimer, in case anybody's not familiar with the song, I was not directing that towards L. I was merely indicating that I am in Miami, and that's part of the lyrics. Okay, everybody, yes. Don't come at me the first 30 seconds of the show. L, fantastic to see you virtually now, tomorrow in person.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome to the L. Duncan Show with Gary Streisky. We appreciate you watching us on YouTube or listening on Amazon Music or Spotify or wherever you get your potties and multi-platform shows. I have tried my best at my old ass age of 41 to let go of the FOMO monster, because what's for me is for me. What's for you is for you. I've lived a really cool life. I've seen some really cool things. I tend to not have FOMO. The FOMO in me is pretty tough right now, Gary. Gare Bear is in Miami, coming to us from Formula One, the Miami Grand Prix, which will be culminating on Sunday. The L. Duncan Show, officially for the first time, going on the road.
Oh,
and
pack your bags.
Super excited. I am here in Bristol still because I am hosting a gala for a girls' school here. It is a commitment I'm very proud of. But because of that, I will be coming down tomorrow. And Gary will be hosting and holding down the show from Miami for the day. And I'm so excited because you got a chance to have some chicanery, if you will. We love Gary chicanery with some drivers. And all of that is coming up a little bit later on the show. We'll talk with them. We'll set the table. We'll talk about all the parties we're going to sneak into. And all of the...
Actually, I don't even think we got to sneak into parties. I think, like, we're official. Like, your logo's up here on the TVs. People are walking by and they're like... That dude's name is L.
Ellie.
No. They see you in the two shot. They're like, oh, wait a minute. Girl, we got credentials. We got wristbands. I got my damn lanyard, I think, on the floor. So we are Gucci. The only thing I'm going to say, L, all right, and don't have FOMO. You, of course, have so much on your plate already, but we're going to add a little heaping tomorrow. Tomorrow, we are in Miami.
Yeah.
Bring what you need to bring accordingly. Like right now, these lights, all right, brighter than your future. All right, so whatever makeup you got to bring, just bring it, because you can see every, and there are many flaws upon my face. You said you're getting makeup tomorrow. I'm going to be right there with you, because these lights are bright.
Glam Squad.
They are showing any and everything, and nobody is ugly in Miami. So just get ready.
Let me just tell you, the first time I went to Miami many, many, many years ago, maybe as an adult anyway, maybe 18 years ago now, it is not a place for the insecure. Like, if you don't feel good about yourself, if you're having like a fluffy day, if you've got pimples on your face,
here.
I'm literally describing how I look right now. Miami's not for you. You don't want to go to Miami. Mm-mm. You know, you probably want to just stay in Destin. You know, you maybe want to like stick around Boca, but you don't want to go to Miami, because the people there are quite literally the most beautiful people maybe in the world. Yeah.
Everybody got a beautiful accent. Everybody got a beautiful accent. Spandex everywhere. All right, so much skin. I mean, there is just so much skin. People just throwing skin around. But
I was
going to
say, I can't believe that Gary doesn't have his
it.
Chesticles out. I can't believe you don't have your chesticles out. You promised you would be shirtless. It's fine.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if I'm like a New England 7, girl, please. I'm a -4, all right, in Miami. So, matter of fact, I'm going to the mall with a couple of the marketing ladies after this, and I'm buying sweaters. I'm going to pull out the hoodie. Okay, I'm going to pull out the hoodie. Hurry up and get down here.
I will. I definitely will. Before we get to all the Formula One talk, though, when we speak about chesticles, if anybody is showing theirs right now, I feel like it has to be the Timberwolves. I mean, not only did they sweep the Suns, but they are, for all intents and purposes, the next one up. People are saying Anthony Edwards is the next Michael Jordan. They're feeling good about themselves. And ultimately, because of what they've done in the postseason, Gary, the Suns are having an existential crisis. And most people seem to believe that the Suns are big time effed. I'm just interested if you are ready to take a little bit of a ride in the Wambulance. Run it. There he is. Is Gary going to pop up? There he is in the Wambulance.
There I am, dude. I don't got the insurance to be riding in any Wambulance.
Riding Dirty. There's a whole song about it. So here's the Wambulance for those of you that don't know what it is. We'll give you a quote. You tell us if this person's like legitimate or should we call the Wambulance on them because they're just being whiny little bitches, which we don't really like. So when it comes to the Suns, Anthony Edwards says after they decimate the Suns and again, send them spiraling into an existential crisis, sell the team again. He says he's excited to play with KD this summer and talk to KD that he sent KD home. Should we call the Wambulance for Suns fans?
No, absolutely not, because it was Suns fans when Matt Ishbia took over the program there and then brought in Kevin Durant and fired Monty. Listen, all of this is self-induced. All right, so I guess in that sense, if it's self-induced pain, sometimes you do have to call the Wambulance on yourself. But all of this were symptoms of what the Suns did to and for themselves. They have nobody to blame but themselves. Not a shot. We need to call them a psychiatrist. I think those are the people who help people, you know, when they're in their deepest, darkest, right? So that's who we need to be calling for Suns fans.
They don't need any of that. They just need a damn point guard, maybe a center.
Yeah,
you know,
that too.
I mean, they tried to literally trot out a team that was incomplete and thought they could just lean on their big three. But you know what I got to say, apart from like the Suns part of this, which we've talked about this before, I love how well Anthony Edwards is executing the idea of flaming someone, like sort of trolling someone that you love and respect, like he does Kevin Durant. He said it a million times. That's his hero. That's his favorite player. He loves Kevin Durant. He is doing the perfect job of like sort of trolling Kevin Durant and also paying him a ton of respect. Like even today, Anthony Edwards saying, you know, I don't think KD played that bad. In fact, I didn't outplay KD in this series. My team outplayed his team. It's just like the perfect way to sort of still troll job someone whilst also being like, but you're my guy and I love you.
So here's the thing. I mean, Anthony Edwards is going in the vein of full B-Rabbit, right? In 8 Mile. Mm-hmm. And what did Eminem say? If you take away your ops ammo, if you take away their ammunition against you, then they have nothing to attack you with if you already put that out in the open. Anthony Edwards is going full reverso mode. There is no ammo against him. He is playing like Michael freaking Jordan right now. He does have the Timberwolves cruising into the Western Conference semifinals the way he's playing. So nothing that he is saying anybody can look at and say it's cap. Everything he's done and everything he said, we all just sort of digest it, sit back and listen to it, and we're like, you know what? You know, Anthony Edwards got a point. Nothing he said was a fabrication. And that is when you are your most powerful, when not even your opponents can be like, God, you're so right.
There's very few things in this world where like it's just sort of like undisputed. And it feels like when it comes to Anthony Edwards, everybody is like sort of all on the same page. Love him.
Straight
love
up.
His personality. Love the way he plays. Love the things that he says. Even like most trolls, right, are not like lovable. People don't like them. He's like the most lovable sort of troll that you can find. He's great.
Yes. He's amazing. And back to the chesticles part with Anthony Edwards talking all with it. Let us not forget that they are Timberwolves. So if we are talking about a female Timberwolf, we got 8 nipples out, L. So they are talking with the entirety of their chest. And their chest has much more to show and flaunt and show off than others might have, like myself. So we got nipples everywhere. I can say that in Miami because there quite literally are nipples everywhere.
Okay, but wait a minute. Do you know this for a fact that a female Timberwolf has 8 nipples, or did you just make that up? Because I'm literally Googling right now. How many nipples do female Timberwolves have? And if it's
I'm just assuming because they are in the canine family, all right? And generally, dogs have 6.
Our producer at this point in the program is going, can you guys just please move on? I see the majority of dogs do have 8 nipples. I don't know if wolves fall into that, but we will go with anywhere between 6 to 8 nipples. So well done, Gary. I love so much that you know all the orifices of canines. Well done.
Boom.
I'm actually very anti the idea that they would even suggest our beloved producers, who we love very much, this next topic for the Wambulance. Do we call the Wambulance for Bucks fans after losing your 2 stars and barely hanging on? Hell no. They didn't have Dame or Giannis, and they still forced a game six over the Pacers. Like, why would you call the Wambulance for them? They're hanging in there. They're punching up. Listen, not a single person gives them a chance in this series, in particular if they don't have either one of those guys. But the idea that they not only beat the Pacers but decimated them to force that game six, I don't know if it's more of an indictment on the Pacers or an endorsement of the guys that really rallied in Dame and Giannis's absence.
El, I don't know if it's just like I'm in this 305 is my city sort of vibe, but right now we are not connecting. All right, we are in complete disagreement. I think that the first person that deserves a call from the Wambulance are Bucks fans, because you brought Dame Lillard to Milwaukee. You fired Adrian Griffin and you brought in Doc Rivers, the esteemed coach, because you needed that pedigree. You wanted that pedigree. You wanted that superstar, all-star to pair with Giannis. And oh my gosh, they are. Let's just get to the playoffs and let them handle their business. And then Giannis goes down. And then every single part of Dame Lillard's lower body is injured and it's in shambles. So yes, we need to call the Wambulance, because unlike for the Suns, this isn't self-inflicted. This is all just the beatings and the goings-on of an NBA season. And unfortunately, you ask any Milwaukee Bucks fans and they would sacrifice literally anybody else in the city, all right, to have just these two players healthy, and these are the two players who are not. I mean, just think of the way we teed up forcing a game six. The Bucks are the freaking two seed, rather the three seed in the East, and they're having to force a game six. They're down bad, L.
But
we need to call. We need to call.
Players are hurt, Gary. I mean,
that's why I'm saying we need to call the Wambulance for them.
They literally don't have one of the best basketball players in the world. Like, part of their plans and blowing this thing up and doing all of that and firing Adrian.
Yeah.
Like, a part of that was with the understanding that you would have two healthy players. And I get it. It's a part of sports that, like, sometimes players go down and, like, that's the issue and that's the problem. But this isn't, like, a role player going down. This is Giannis and Dame, the two guys who are the tent poles for your organization going down. The idea that you didn't get swept. The Suns had everybody on their full, they had their full friggin' complement, and they got swept by the Timberwolves. So the idea that you could force a game six when you haven't had Giannis the whole time and you haven't had Dame for the last two, I think it means something. I also am never inclined to feel bad for a program or a franchise that won within the last 3 years. Get the out of here. They literally just won.
Okay, now you're throwing in these stipulations, L. What? I mean, have you no sympathy? Have you no heart?
No,
you know how many hearts Timberwolves
have.
Heart.
I have a heart for all the other people out there that would love to have a championship within the last 3 years.
Dame Lillard don't have a championship. I don't know. We're going to have to call the Wambulance, call the ambulance, call everybody who can give and bring assistance to the city and the sports fans of Milwaukee, is all I'm saying.
All right, coming up, you talked about calling help, assistance, and aid.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what had to happen in a Dodgers-Diamondbacks game. And I am so excited, if you don't know about this man, to introduce you to the 15-minute of fame beekeeper who is milking this thing for all he's got. On the other side of the break, and in case you missed it, as the L. Duncan Show is a split show from good old Bristol and Miami. Bienvenido.
I'm not in
Miami.
Bristol, bitch.
Lucky.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, the L. Duncan Show is like, well, it's not really bi-coastal. It's the same coastal, but you get what I mean. Let's make this thing go international. New episodes
we are international.
Monday and Thursday. That's true. Miami is pretty much Cuba. Listen on your Apple Podcast. Listen, wherever you get your podcast, you can also watch on YouTube and on television, ESPN2 on Fridays from 2 to 3, and tell somebody about it as well. I love Miami so much, too. As we say hello again, Gary, coming to you live from Formula One. I'll be down there tomorrow because I get to truly live my best, like, cosplay. Most people mistake me for a Latina woman, which is true. The ultimate compliment. I am not. Mm-hmm. I am just a black woman. But when I wear my hair curly and Miami,
drop the just.
I am mistaken as one. I am passing. I am Puerto Rican passing.
Yes.
And so I love going and being around my fake people. It's really cool. It's really grounding. That is, of course, until someone speaks Spanish to me, at which point I shrivel up because I don't know any Spanish because, I repeat, I am a black woman. So can't wait to come down there and cosplay as Aye.
El, they embrace you as their own, and really that's all that matters, okay?
All that matters,
and,
yes.
And you speak the universal language, which is dance, okay?
Yes,
and
this
which is
true.
Song, so that you're going to be able to do that with your people?
Yeah, that's true. The hips don't lie. I will get that going. I'll get that involved. But I wanted to, because with all the NBA talk and, of course, Formula One, there's a lot that you probably missed. And there was a story yesterday, Gary, that had me chuckling on SportsCenter. We do this big sports and a report every day on SportsCenter where we wrap it around some big story. And yesterday's story was the hero at the Dodgers Diamondback game, which apparently what happened was there was a bee swarm at Chase Field. And like there's this cluster of bees and they're on the netting right behind the batter circle. And they can't start this game because there's bees everywhere. So what do they do? Like anyone would do. They call pest control. In particular, they call Matt Hilton, from I think Blue Sky Pest Control. And this dude shows up. There he is.
He's
pumping the crowd. He's playing into it. The people are rooting for him. Like, let's get this show on the road. These games are already like 4 hours long, bro. Let's get it going. He takes care of the swarm. He vacuums them up. All right. He would not say what he did with the bees. Well, he said he wouldn't reveal what he did with the bees, which leads me to believe those bees ended up being gassed and are dead, but that's fine.
No.
But after he takes care of the bees, they're so appreciative, they let him throw out a first pitch. And I'm chuckling because they kept calling this man a hero, and he talked about how, like, he's riding this 15 minutes, that his son's friends at school are calling his dad a hero. And it just always reminds me of how much we love to, like, idolize and hero worship even the most basic of people in our communities. Like, hey, we have this father and daughter group in Atlanta that used to do these commercials, like furniture and carpet, and they were Donna and the Wolfman, and they were the biggest local celebrities of all time. Like, they didn't pay for a meal. If you saw them out in the wild, it was like coming across Brad Pitt and Angelina. It was incredible. And it's just so ridiculous to me how we take these random people and put them on this pedestal and make this big thing about it.
Wait, did you ever see him in the wild? Did Al Duncan,
pre-fame,
ever get starstruck by the Wolfman and his mother?
I did. As for the Wolfman, paint the picture. Ask for Donna.
Oh, you hit him. You hit him with their jingle.
You know it.
Nobody beats a Deal and Doug Deal. Nobody. So he was like he owned a string of like Kias and Mitsubishi dealerships, right? And he would always have the green screen commercials. And one day I was actually doing a SportsCenter story and I referenced him. Come to find out, actually, El, you met him at the Connecticut Children's Hospital event we went to. His son-in-law lives in Connecticut, saw that, sent it to him, and Deal and Doug was like, yeah, I'm worldwide, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Deal and Doug saw that, has since invited all of us to his, front row seats at Coors Field, which the Rockies stink, but it would be
so
cool
bad,
to
bruh.
Go to a game with Deal and Doug. Also, Jake Jabs, American Furniture Warehouse. Our viewers in Colorado are going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes.
Everybody else is like, what the f*** are you talking about?
El, I ain't even going to lie. I think there are parts of having local fame and just having it be incubated to, like, that area of the state or even just the city is, I would argue, is sometimes better than having, like, national fame or international fame, because that's just too much. But, like, let me have a table at my favorite restaurant locally. Mm-hmm. Let me get 20% shaved off of, like, this item or this service that I go to. Let me get those perks. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Dude, being the neighborhood superstar is like, it will lull you to sleep. Like, I had a little popularity in Atlanta because of the radio. And you're right. It's all the little conveniences. When you go to the car wash, you get your car wash at Cactus Car Wash on Ponce de Leon, and they recognize
Shout
you.
Out Cactus
so your
car
goes to the front of the queue. You're not waiting 45 minutes for your car. You're going right to the front of the queue. I love that. You come in, you're not waiting. You're not on the wait list. They're going to get you a table. And you know what? They're probably going to throw in some free cheese sticks too, because they know that's your favorite because you go there all the time or you talk about it on your radio show. Being a neighborhood star is the best star you can be.
It's amazing. And I'm going to end on this because we're back in being in lockstep. Don't comp me this. Don't comp me that. Of course, it's all great. Getting that stuff is free, but we're here to support businesses. Don't comp me things. I'm going to give you something that starts with a CO that's better than it all. Give me that convenience. I will take convenience over comping anything 7 days a week. Don't make me stand outside where it's hot. Don't make me wait in this line. Let me get a little bit of convenience for this celebrity.
Yes. I don't need anything free. Just make sure that you bring my food as quick as you can. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be free food. Just bring it fast. Bring the bill. Like, let me get on out and about my way. Because if you save me time, you've given me the greatest gift of all.
Thank you. Can't put a price tag on time.
You can't, okay? It's priceless, all right?
It is.
On the other side, where you are at is not priceless. In fact, there's big money being thrown around everywhere.
Yes.
Gary is live in Miami and talking with some of those big money Formula One drivers on the other side of the L. Duncan Show. Stick around.
You were the subject of conversation, by the way.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks so much for joining the program. L. Duncan, who I co-host this program with, she's brand new to F1. All right, this is going to be her first time to an F1 race, her first time to F1 Miami. And I said, L, be prepared to witness something in sport that you have never seen or experienced before. But she doesn't take my word for it. So as a driver on the grid who's been doing this since you were 6 years old, explain to L. Duncan what she's in store for, but explain it to her like you would explain it to a six-year-old.
You're in for a super entertaining weekend. You see the best drivers battling against each other and being teams battling against each other in high speeds, high cornering speeds. It's going to be hot. It's going to be challenging for the man in the machine. And it's great entertainment. It's good to watch. It's a sprint weekend as well, which means there's a sprint race and a race. So
bonus race for her.
Good weekend for it.
Now, Elle, she's told me that she's an aggressive driver. Every four-letter word you can think of when she's driving in the streets of Connecticut, she's yelling, expletive this, expletive that. Is there road rage during an F1 race?
You know, it's a high adrenaline sport. So you get your rush while you drive. So it means also your emotions, they can be a bit more exposed, let's say.
Sure.
And for sure, sometimes in the radio, you don't really think about what you say sometimes. And you can really hear the emotions. So there is road rage also in racing.
I want you to teach me a little bit of Finnish in a couple of minutes.
Okay, interesting.
And we can bleep all of this stuff out on our show. So please feel comfortable.
Yep.
Are there Finnish curse words that you can teach us that we can maybe mix into our vernacular so that way when we're on TV or when we're driving, we can mix that into our daily use?
Curse words.
Give us some good stuff, please.
I would say the most traditional curse word is perkele.
Pericale?
Pericale, yeah. It's like damn, you know. So
what's the English translation?
It's more like damn it, you know.
Pericale.
Pericale.
Does it, is it paired with a hand gesture as well?
Normally like this, like pericale.
Knuckle up the fist?
Yeah.
Pericale.
Yeah.
Pericale. Okay.
That's a good one.
Can we get one more?
Curse words? I don't want to go too harsh, you know.
You don't gotta go, hey, we don't gotta go four letter, but you know, you can give us something that we can also, you know, add into it.
I'll give you an easy one.
Okay.
When you meet somebody, you say moi.
Moi.
That's hi.
Okay.
And when you leave, like to say bye, then you say moi moi.
Moi moi.
Moi.
Okay.
Moi moi.
So when you're passing someone on the street, moi moi.
Yeah, easy.
That could be good and bad.
Exciting. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, VB. So obviously, we have a rebrand of the team name. It's Steak Kicksauber this year. Love the colorway. Love the graphics. But there's a lot of people saying, hey, not necessarily a traditional, right, team name. And we've seen other names before in F1 that have been different.
Yep.
Here's stateside. There's also some pretty peculiar team names as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So I want to run a list of 10 sports teams' names by you. Some of them are real.
Okay.
Some of them are fake. You have to tell me which one you think is real or fake.
Okay.
All right? Cool. I'm going to start with the first one. You can hear me okay?
Yeah.
The Missouri River Motorboaters.
I think that's true. That's correct. That's real.
It is real.
That's a cool name. Motorboater.
It's a minor.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a minor league baseball team. Or so
it's
they
good,
say.
Good name.
Okay. What about this? The Hartford Wiener Eaters.
Wiener Eaters. I can't be right, man.
It's not real. That's fake.
I'm glad.
It is the Yard Goats, though.
Okay.
Hartford. All right. The Columbia College Fighting Koalas.
True. I think it's real. No?
How'd you know? See, I put that one in there because we're talking to Ricardo next, and I thought he might think I was throwing him off.
I think it's going to... That's a real name.
It's real.
Yeah. Cool.
That's crazy. It's crazy to me. All right. What about this? The Johnson City Tail Smashers.
Tail Smashers. I also believe it could be real.
Fake.
Fake, okay.
But their real name is Johnson City Atom Smashers.
Okay.
Science. Nerds.
Yep.
All right, we're halfway through. The Modesto Nuts.
No, can't be real, man.
It's 100% real.
Really? No way.
It's a minor league baseball team.
Okay.
So, all right.
Nuts.
Another one. The Kalamazoo Nut Smugglers.
Nut Smugglers. Wow. I hope it's true. I hope it's real.
It is true.
Yeah.
Really. It is true. It's another minor league baseball team.
I found my new team.
The Nut Smugglers.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
If you see Vautrey in Kalamazoo, Michigan, he's your guy. This is your guy. Four more. The Presbyterian Blue Hose.
Can't be true. I think it's fake.
It's real.
But no.
The Blue Hose. I think it's a bird.
I hope so.
There could be a blue hole up here right now, and I want to know.
Yeah.
Somebody would have to break that down for us. All right, three more. The Memphis Meat Tubes.
Meat Tubes.
Meat Tubes.
Nah.
It's real. No, it's fake. It's fake. It's fake.
Fake.
It's
okay,
fake.
Good.
Two more real quick. Blooming Prairie Awesome Blossom.
True. Real?
It's real.
Yeah.
All right, last one. You're crushing it. Chattanooga Purple Pounders.
Purple Pounders. No, that's fake.
Dude, it's real. Valtteri, that's
real.
It's a high school team. Isn't that nuts?
All right.
Crazy, man.
Go Pounders.
Hey, go Pounders. You heard it from Valtteri. Hey, best of luck this weekend in the sprint and, of course, in the Grand Prix on Sunday. Fantastic spending a couple minutes with you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much.
Cheers.
All right, see ya. Danny Ricciardo joining us on the L. Duncan Show for a couple good minutes here. Fantastic to see you. We were just talking, Danny, off camera, that the last time I saw you in Austin, you were trying to create an international incident by making me grab the surgically repaired wrist. All's good that ends well, right? All's well that ends well.
Yeah. It was fresh. I remember. It was still a little sensitive, but it's better now. I reckon I'm close to be able to throw a few left hooks in the bar if I need to.
Oh, perfect. Hey, listen, Miami, they're a bunch of lovers, not fighters in Miami. You got to save that for when we get back to Texas. Your second home, of course. Also, before we started this interview, you said something, because I mentioned that the Kansas City Chiefs were going to be here. And what did you say?
I said...
Hey, no, give us the real unedited version.
No, man, I just said go Bills, that's all. Go Bills.
It sounded an awful like something like hockey puck the Chiefs or something, right? It is hockey season. It is the playoffs after all.
Yeah. Hockey puck those guys.
Danny, great to see you, man. Going to spend a couple of minutes with you because I'm here with SportsCenter and the L. Duncan Show.
Yep.
And L. Duncan, my co-host, this is her very first F1 event, her very first F1 race. She's never been. She's got road rage, though, so she is an aggressive driver. Can you explain to L. Duncan, as you would explain to a five-year-old, what she's in store for this weekend?
A hot, sweaty mess of speed, adrenaline, and glamour.
Sounds like something else. You know, she does have two kids, so that probably does sound a little bit familiar to L. Duncan.
She's going to have a blast.
She is going to have a blast. Whole weekend. So obviously we have a rebrand. It's the Visa Cash App, RB Squad. This year, and we were just talking to Valtteri too about the rebranding, right, of Alfa Romeo to Kick Sauber. So I want to run down a list of 10 American sports teams' names.
All right.
Some of them are real. Some of them are fake.
All right.
You tell me which one's which.
All right.
All right, we got 10 names.
I pride myself off this stuff, so I also get nervous that I'm going to get them wrong.
All right, first one should be easy. The Missouri River Motorboaters.
I hope that's real.
It is real.
No way.
It's a minor league baseball team. Every year they rebrand themselves to the Motorboaters.
I mean, I know what minor league baseball team I'm supporting.
Hell yeah. It might get better. Ready? The Columbia College Fighting Koalas.
I mean, koalas are aggressive.
Are they?
Yeah.
I heard they're packing a different kind of punch,
too. They are, yes.
Yeah, you got to stay away from them.
They're transmitting a lot of things.
Fights, punches.
They can't be real. That can't be real, can
it? That's very real.
Yeah?
It's a community college, I think. No, regular college, Columbia College.
Good for that.
So very real. You're 2 for 2.
Let's do it.
Johnson City Tail Smashers.
Johnson City?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Tail smashers.
Where is Johnson City?
There's like 100 of them across the states. Yeah. I don't know where it's at.
I mean, I'm going with the probability if there's hundreds of them, then yeah, there's some tail smashers somewhere.
It's so close. I changed the name. It's the Johnson City Atom Smashers.
Oh.
So it's half real, half fake.
Wait, Atom?
It's like science. You know, like atoms, Atom. Like A-T-O-M.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'll give you half a point.
Okay.
Modesto Nuts.
No.
Super Real. It's another minor league baseball team. Super Real.
Is Modesto in California?
I think so.
Yeah.
There might be more of Modestos, too.
I feel like I've heard of that place. All right.
Modesto Cali. They're the Nuts.
Sounds very Cali.
Yeah. Super chill.
Where are you from? Modesto. Cool.
Modesto. Oh, you a nut guy? Big nut guy. Big nut guy.
I'm actually allergic to nuts.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll keep the nuts off the set, dude. Like every single one of them?
Nah, I can have a few.
Okay.
But like pistachio, cashew, walnut.
Got
stay
it.
Away.
Couple more. Hartford Wiener Eaters. Dude.
If this is a minor league team, I mean, what are they teaching these kids?
It is a minor league team.
No, it can't be.
It's not.
It can't
They're
be.
The yard goats. But I had to switch it up for my guy. You're going to love this one. Got four more. Kalamazoo Nut Smugglers.
Yeah, definitely.
You were so fast.
Yeah.
You heard about their rebrand.
Yeah. It was a big deal.
No, it's real.
Yeah, I know.
The end of May. Do you really know?
I just zoo and like nut smugglers.
Your
animals like right. to like, yeah, I get it.
You nailed it. Three more. The Memphis Meat Tubes.
Meat Tubes.
Meat Tubes. Like a meat pie, but a meat tube.
I've never been to Memphis, but yeah, let's do it.
Fake.
Ah, come on.
One more.
Ah.
But you're still ahead.
Okay.
The Blooming Prairie Awesome Blossoms.
Blooming Prairie?
Prairie.
Prairie. Oh, Prairie. Awesome Blossoms. Yeah, that's real.
Super real.
Yes.
Super real.
Come on.
Danny.
It's going to be a good day.
I think you went 70% right there. Hey, what about a bonus one? I know you got to leave, but bonus. Chattanooga Purple Pounders.
Yeah.
You're so confident.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Because what's the Chattanooga? Isn't that an Alan Jackson song?
Yeah. Every country artist probably has a song about Chattanooga.
Yeah. What is Chattanooga?
Tennessee.
Ah, yeah. Beautiful place.
Chattanooga, Tennessee, Purple Pounders. Very real.
It's real, right?
My man.
Let's go.
Awesome. Danny Ricciardo, thanks for playing. You got more important things to focus on this weekend, sprint weekend, Sunday race.
Let's stay here. I'm comfortable.
Hey, let's stay here. I want to do a TikTok with you real quick.
Let's talk about the Bills.
Let's talk. What do you think about Keon Coleman? Yeah. He's a walking soundbite, the new wide receiver from Florida State.
Yeah. But so obviously, like, walking soundbite, but he speaks really well also.
Correct.
Like,
he's energetic. He's super passionate about what he thinks and how he feels. He's a lovable guy.
Yeah, I like he was very, like, referenced his family and taking care of them and stuff. Like, you can tell, grounded, good individual, excited to see him play. I mean, I saw a little bit of his stuff at Florida State. My buddy is a Florida State kid, so.
Of course. Also, your buddy Josh Allen is quarterback of the team.
Yeah, so that's
not
good.
A big deal, kind of a big deal. You're in Bill's colors.
We are. Yeah. So, no, it's good. Excited for Bishop as well. Carter, there's a few guys that, I'm happy with the draft. What do I know? But I'm happy.
Perfect. And again, puck those Chiefs.
Yeah. Puck them good.
Danny Rick.
Go Bills.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Hey, don't forget the L. Duncan Show. New episodes dropping every Monday and Thursday. We want you to rate it. We want you to review it. We want you to subscribe to it. We want you to tell other people about it. Of course, it all starts with finding it. And you can get it on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, just wherever you get your potties. Or you can watch it on YouTube and every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. You know why I'm so mad at Will Smith, Gary? I'm so mad at Will Smith because for now and forever, the first thing I think of when I hear Miami is, welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami. And I hate that.
Welcome to
it
the
is
city
a
with
bastion
the
of culture and soul and soca music. And I think of Will Smith when I think of Miami. And I hate that about myself. But you are there.
But he just sort of represents what the culture is, right? Like free-flowing, having a good
does
time.
He? You think you of know, Will Smith and you think of Miami?
I mean, speaking the universal language down here in South Florida, which is salsa. Okay, which is moving those hips and swiveling them around like a lazy Susan in everybody's kitchen, okay? I'm just saying that he's sort of representing what the flavor is truly like, and he's encapsulating it and putting it in his little 5'10 frame from 25 years ago, which that was a svelte frame. And again, everybody down here is tan. Everybody down here is good looking. Yeah.
You're
going to embrace
hot,
it when you're down here. Yeah, you're going to embrace it.
100%.
Pasty and gross right now.
You're looking a touch pale. I'm not gonna lie. You are looking a little
super
bit pale.
Pasty. Super pasty.
I think maybe a trip to the tanning bed or just some really good tanning lotion will probably work well for you. What are you gonna
going
do
to
beyond
Sephora.
That?
So L, I'm not kidding when I was told that we have this event and that event and this event and that event. By the way, we are working. Just so everybody is very abundantly clear, we're networking on behalf of ESPN. Uh-huh. Okay, we're spreading the good word about ESPN and the L. Duncan Show, available on a family of different platforms. But no, after this, L, I'm doing a hot lap. And if you're not familiar with what that is to our viewers and our listeners, basically they're putting me in it, not an F1 car, because those are actual jets. They're putting me in one of these sponsored vehicles. It might be a McLaren. It might be a Ferrari. I don't get to drive, but I get to sit passenger with a professional driver, and we actually go through the actual course here, the street circuit, and we do it like at a racing pace, right? There's nobody in front of us. There's nobody behind us. It's just us, the open road, the rubber meeting the road, and me probably puking immediately after it's done because it's hot, it's humid, but I'm looking forward to it. I've done a hot lap before. That was at the Indy 500 last year. But the Indy 500, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, is just one big loop, okay?
Sure.
This course, I believe, has 17 corners.
Oh, man.
It's going to be – it's if listen, if you think I'm pale now, wait till after this hot lap. I'm going to be looking like Gary the Ghost. It's not going to be a good look.
Yeah, it's – I've done sort of the NASCAR experience before for our old network, Nesson, and I went to Rhode Island and did their Speedway, or New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and I jumped in a car, and I drove one of them, right? And I think I topped out at like maybe 185, almost 200 miles per hour. I got a little scared and whatever. And the car that I went in didn't go as fast because I don't know how to do a five speed. But then the pro takes over and yes. I got to sit bitch while he drove. And it was so much cooler because he actually like knows, you know, what he's doing. And it was hugging absolutely corners. Incredible. Yeah, but to your point, it's, you know, it's three turns. So I can't imagine sitting in that car and taking those turns. It's going to be so cool. And we, Gary, apart from having that experience, is again, our show is going to be getting content all weekend long at Formula One with all the celebs. We'll be doing some of the VIP treatments as well. I don't know whose palms we had to grease to get invited to these things, but hopefully it involves seeing one of your biggest man crushes of all time. We hear we might be at a party with Tom Brady. We also hear your mind's going to be blown that we may be going and seeing Ed Sheeran, who you're also obsessed with, who you love and are a
big
fan of.
That's the one I thought you were going to go with. Elle, we've had this conversation so many times, right? Like if there's one musician you could listen to for the rest of your life, you can only pick this musician, but you get to listen to everything they've ever done in their catalog, whether it's their main work or if they're a featured artist on this or a production credit. And my answer every time is Ed Sheeran. He spans multiple genres. If you want something fast and catchy, cool, poppy, cool, slow, good. I don't remember who you chose. Did you choose Prince? Did you go with Prince?
No, I chose Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Okay, understood. I know, maybe I asked Michael Eves and he chose Prince. I know he would choose Prince. There goes Charles Leclerc, driver for Ferrari. You'll know him when you see him because everybody stops and he's like, damn, why is it fair for somebody to be able to be that handsome? You'll see. You'll see this tomorrow.
Turn the camera around. Ed Sheeran, get it on him and off you.
I know, but he's fast. I know. He's like, ew, why are we still looking at you, Gary? No. He's fast as a driver and fast as a walker. These guys, they're in and out of scenarios. Yeah. But yes, Ed Sheeran, his concert's tomorrow. I think we're going. I'm fired up about it. Listen, Patrick Mahomes is supposed to be here with his wife, Brittany, Travis Kelce, and his girlfriend. Her name escapes me. But it's going to be the A-list of the A-list of the A-list here, and it's going to be super intimidating. I can't wait to be the ugliest A-list person
of the A-list, and then us, the E-list. The L Duncan show list. We've got our own list.
Well, you can't spell L without E, okay?
That's true.
Give yourself some credit.
That's 100% true. I'm so excited about that. I'm going to be bringing my husband as well. I'll have Omar in tow. And we'll have a great time just kicking it in Miami. So, again, the show will be coming to you from Miami. I'll also be doing SportsCenter from Miami as well, guys. So the 6 p.m. SportsCenter will be a split show. Oh, yeah. They put me to work. Listen, they're not going to just let me just come down there and not work. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be working. I'll probably be writing a book while I'm down here as well.
Hey, listen. I'm just glad that you said that Omar was coming down here because I thought I was supposed to have to keep that a secret. But now that it's out there, because I was like, damn, Omar going to be at the concert with us and I'm not going to be able to post any pictures of me and the homie, me asking Omar to go grab me a pineapple drink. So now that that's out there, I'm excited. Yo, Omar, pull up.
Yeah. Well, the only acceptable fruity drink when we're in Miami would be a mojito. You can. That is acceptable and we're good with that. We'll close things out on the other side of the L. Duncan show as we get ready for a Miami weekend. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. We're coming back.
We in this bit.
All right, we're going to get out of here so that Gary can go do hood rat things with his friends and I can go to this gala and raise some money for the amazing Grace Academy here in Hartford, which if you're so inclined, we'd love a donation or to volunteer your time. We are coming to Miami, at least I am.
Yep.
Can't wait, Gare Bear. We'll see you soon. Hold it down for me. Get the caipirinha ready.
All right, will do, Elle. I'm going to the makeup store right now to get a little bit of powder, a tint darker, if you will.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
He's going to look like George Hamilton.